Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is, Sarah.
Oh, hey!
Sarah.
Yeah?
What's our contact info?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. We have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And there's something very important happening this weekend involving you and me.
What?
We are
Tell us.
We're getting out of our house.
What? That sounds scary.
Because Sarah and I don't live together. But we've been talking about this for the last couple weeks now that we have joined together forces for the KISW team for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer event happening this Saturday,
Woo!
October 17th. I think there might still be time to, you can join our team.
Yes, there's still time.
You could start your own team. You could just make a donation towards our team or anybody. You can make a donation to us individually.
That'd be great to make us look like better individuals.
And we're not doing so bad in the polls. Like, so we originally had like $1,000 for a goal, and that got met real fast by Troy.
Troy, you're the best.
So we decided to raise our goal to $2,999.
Get it? 99.9.
Yep. So we are currently, and we it's this fundraising will still continue up at the time of this recording on Wednesday. We still have 10 days left of raising money.
Yes. So we have all the month of October to raise money.
Yes.
But the actual virtual event is this Saturday.
Right. So we have 10 days to get to $2,999. And right now we're at $2,357.
You guys, we are so close.
And I want to give some love to Eric P., who donated $105.
Eric, thank you.
Mark Ryan for donating $73.
Yeah,
I'm thinking he might have been a 69er club.
Yes, I think that Facebook or like something gives a little more.
Right. Either that or it's like taxes, or I don't know. Or you could pay the fees for the transaction.
A little extra.
And give lots of love to your dad, who also donated to us as well.
He did. BJ, you're the best. Thanks, Dad.
So Sarah and I are going to be doing the virtual rally, which doesn't mean we're doing it from our house. We're actually going to be in a car. We're going to decorate our car, make it all pretty.
Yes, I'm starting to make a few signs.
I've decided I think it'd be funny because we don't want to do anything that's going to really potentially be just garbage and littering. We talked in the last episode, littering is bad.
Yes. Even though I love balloons so much.
Balloons would be so cute. But I'm like, what can we have like hanging out the window, or not necessarily hanging out the window, but just shown, or you could see it.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be really cute to get. I have some big stuffed animals somewhere.
Just creeping in the back.
Like in my house, like that are my foster brothers, like put them in pink shirts or whatever.
Yeah.
And like just have them hanging out, like a bunch of them in the car.
That'd be so cute and so creepy, and I'm here for it.
And I mean, I have a car seat, so it'd be perfect. Just put them in the car seat.
Just like creepy dolls. Just like, right.
Hello! But it's a really awesome...
really awesome cause. And our team is just KISW. Super mm-hmm. simple. So if you go to the website, just type in our team, and then you can donate through our team.
Right.
Or join our team. Or, you know, do whatever you want.
You can join the rally, too. We're doing the one that is going from Northgate, Seattle, to Everett.
Yes. So we'll start in Northgate mm-hmm. and then drive
our way. I
think it's
all the way to the Everett Mall.
Woo-hoo!
So mall to mall, and I think there's another one going on at the same time, or it's Everett Mall to Northgate.
Oh, so we'll cross and say what up.
So please donate if you can, share it. We would appreciate you forever.
And if you're at the event on Saturday, honk your horn, mm-hmm. be like, what up? And then we'll socially distance, be like, what up?
And we'll definitely write your name on our car.
Yeah.
Moving on, though, I did want to talk about this because I love these so much.
Oh, what do you love besides me?
Oh, yeah, you all the time.
Oh,
but Brightside.me put out a list of 20 secrets people have shared from their jobs. And it's kind of like that insider secret, like, oh, you know, when you work at a restaurant, like, hey, you know what? You really don't want to order it this way. You know, order the bigger one and just get an extra side. It'll be cheaper.
Oh, okay.
That kind of thing. I love those, like the insider scoops.
Yeah.
But some of them just leave you kind of like, oh,
Really?
Like, for example, I mean, this is obvious. Like, we knew this. We just try to ignore it.
Oh, I have one.
Well, this one's like, online shop employee, there is no such thing as free shipping. The cost of shipping is absorbed into the cost of the product.
Oh, I didn't know that. They just say that to make you feel better.
Free shipping. Like, it's either going to be,
it's kind of like when someone wants to have a sale. So if like my phone was like $20, they're like, okay, well, let's just say... it's on. Let's just say it was $40 and we're marking it half down to make you feel better. Damn. I did not know that.
That's kind of what they do, I think, too. They're like, oh, it's, you know, free shipping or whatever, but we really just raised the price $4 because if you see $4 for shipping, you don't want to pay that.
Yeah.
So they'll just put it into it and it just all into it. Like, all
well,
into
it's
the
smart because it got me.
That's how it works for me. This one kind of scares me. Some of these are hacks, while other of these are like, oh, huh. Yeah, kind of interesting. Okay. It's just random information. Like, truck drivers. 9 out of 10 truck drivers travel with a smartphone on their windshield watching a TV series. Stay away from big trucks. Mm. I want to know how they know that.
That's scary. They're probably one of them.
I'm not sure if they're referring to, like, the ones that, like, go from, like, town to town, like, here, like, locally. I'm thinking, like, the ones that have to go, like, long distance.
Oh, yeah. Probably, like, here to Idaho or something.
Right. 5 hours, 6 hours. Like, I'm just going to put a show on.
That's still sketch, though. That doesn't make me feel better.
Nope.
Even if they're out in the middle of nowhere.
So Disney World employee, there are secret tunnels underneath both Epcot and the Magic Kingdom and probably other parks too that enable the cast members to travel across the park pretty quickly and easily.
That's so cool.
Like, I that's one of those like random facts that
there's like underground tunnels that they have access to.
So that way Mickey Mouse can pop up, you know, at his house and then kind of curl, like run down and go somewhere else.
That makes a lot of sense because those parks are huge. Mm-hmm.
And then you'd get mobbed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you're trying to get from one place to another. I'm just picturing, like, trying to get BJ, like, when we're at an event and stuff.
Yeah, true.
Getting him from point A to point B.
It takes, like, an hour.
Because he wants to talk to everybody. So, this is a comment from a park goer. They said, my father suffered a heart attack while visiting Epcot, and I've never witnessed a faster medical response with professionals appearing from seemingly nowhere with just as fast transport through the underground tunnels. It was a lifesaver, and he was transported to a Disney hospital where he received great care after an emergency surgery, and our stay was extended by 3 weeks.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Like, they extended it for him, like, for fun or for...
I have no idea. I mean, care. Maybe mostly because they probably needed to stay. They couldn't leave.
Dude, what a crazy place to have a heart attack.
Right, that'd be a bummer. Hopefully it was at the end of the day.
Yeah, or the end of like the 3 days if you got like a 3 day pass.
Right.
What if it was on the first day? Oh man, hopefully they'd get reimburse you or something. Because that's a lot of money.
Yep. IT support people, so help desks, computer repair shops, geek squad, are mostly just the reason, like their job, it's why they're good at it. It's because they're better at Googling than you. It's not that they know what's wrong with your computer, they just know what to look for in Google.
That's probably true. But also, good on you for knowing what to Google and how to Google. Just fix it.
Another one that might break some people's hearts is a babysitter. I work with kids at a daycare, and we see babies take their first steps sometimes, but we never tell the parents because we don't want them to feel bad about missing it. I was actually having that conversation with my best friend. She's like, I feel like I don't get to see my kid. I want to work. But, you know, I'm like, you're going to feel guilty either way. Oh, that's tough.
That'd be so awkward for me because I'm such a truth teller. Mm-hmm. So, like, if the mom came in, like, one day, I was like, oh, she took her first steps. And in my mind, I'm like, bitch, she did that last week. I'd be like, oh, that's great. Bitch, she did that last week, okay?
But at least she'd be happy in pretending to know.
Anyway. No, but I would probably tell her the truth. Yeah, I know. One, yeah.
Until
I'd ruin it.
Yep.
I'd ruin it.
All right, this one is kind of... You know, it's another ruin, but not in the way you think. This is actually kind of involving people's health. It says, employees at a flour factory said wheat flour is not actually white. We just use chlorine to make it look more attractive. This also increases the gluten level in flour. And this is why people are more gluten sensitive today.
Because there's so much gluten in flour.
Yeah, because a lot of people are doing wheat flour now, but wheat flour is not really white. They make it white to make it look pretty, quote unquote. So they use chlorine to make it look more, you know, attractive to the buyer, but that increases the gluten level.
So
in
it's
the
same as like regular flour.
I mean, it says raises it, so who knows? Like, honestly, how much more healthy is it? It blows my mind how we have all these refrigeration and all these different methods on keeping food safe here that I feel like are probably a little bit more, like, not dangerous, but like, are they needed? The reason I say that, when I went to Mexico with my mom a few years back, I was driving by, they had carts, and a lot of they don't have the refrigeration as sophisticated as here, but they're also not going through all these different hormonal things with like the meat and stuff.
Oh.
They're not going through all these processes, so it's fresher and you don't need to like do certain things like you do here. So this woman was selling chickens, like full chickens, on a cart, and they were bright yellow, like a rubber chicken.
Oh, weird.
And my mom's like, that's what the color of chickens are. Chickens are yellow, but they bleach them and clean them at the factories. That's why they look white.
To make them look better?
I guess.
Or
just
more
from
appealing?
Just cleaner, but that's now the normal thing. It's just, I think that one might have been part of the cleaning process over the years to like maintain health standards and stuff. And that's just now when we see white chicken, that's what we think.
Well, it's crazy to think what you're so used to, mm-hmm. and then to what, like, you're like, oh, I don't want to eat that. It looks mm-hmm. weird.
Yeah, it looked very weird, but it legit looked like a rubber chicken. I was like,
did
is that
you
real?
Eat it?
I don't think we had that chicken. No.
I don't know.
So rescue team member, it says when you're a young lifeguard, you always have a radio with you 24/7 and you always listen to what happens in the city. And if you are going, for example, to a birthday party in your own car, then you hear there's a fire on a street nearby. You turn the car and drive there. And I have my own gear in my car. So this is for like a rescue team member. He's a lifeguard.
You always have to be on call.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that one.
That's exhausting.
This one, I'm not surprised about because they say this is a very big thing in like Costco. The olive oil factory employee says we had only one kind of oil, but we had 27 different containers and sold it to different prices. Some of them were labeled as imported. Some were called the highest quality oil, but they were the
same. Extra virgin.
same oil in every bottle. So if you go to the Fred Meyer and you buy the $2 bottle, it's totally probably
That's
fine.
Weird because there is definitely a difference with some olive oils, though.
Right. I mean, I think if you go to the places and stuff, you will definitely see the difference. But what was it? Grey Goose, I think? Kirkland brand vodka is the same as Grey Goose. Like, it's the same. Like, it is made in the same place.
Weird.
It's just got a different name. You're paying for the name.
I don't know. I've had some pretty bad olive oils.
Yeah, well, I mean,
going back to olive oil,
yeah,
vodka to me tastes all the same after three shots. I don't care.
So IT service engineer, when someone is fixing your computer, they also often look through the data on your hard drive, searching for something funny or embarrassing. So before you give your computer to an IT service, clear your browser history, copy all the important data to an external drive.
That's kind of effed up, but I feel like I would do that.
Yeah.
It's like when you get your like photos printed somewhere, like they're going to snoop through all of them.
Bartender at a hotel bars will ensure that at your wedding, the bar tab is spent as early as possible. So if you have a certain allotted amount, they make sure.
Oh, yeah, dude, I worked at a restaurant. Damn, we'd have bottles and bottles of wine. And I was just told to go fill up everyone's glass, mm-hmm. even if like they still had a good amount.
Right.
Go over, give them more. They need more just so then, oh, there's an empty bottle. That means we can open another bottle, which means we have to charge them for mm-hmm. that bottle. It's shady.
Yeah, upselling. So at the movie theater, a large bag of popcorn cost the customer $5.99 at the time. It cost the movie theater 6 cents to produce, including the butter, the kernels, the bag, the power used to the popper at the time, and the concession stand. So
six cents
to produce all that popcorn for $6.
Wow. I mean, it's like the soda. You're not really paying for the actual soda. You're paying for the cup, which honestly, the cup probably isn't that much.
I'd have customers when I was like 18 years old and before I was sassier at being a waitress. I was still like a little too meek and shy to kind of quote unquote talk back, if you will. And some guy's like, why are you charging two something for a glass of orange juice when I can just spend that money at the grocery store and get a bottle? I'm like,
bitch, go to the grocery store then.
I'm like, yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, because you're paying for me to pour it, for the lights, for everything here. Have you never been to a restaurant? Do you not know that's how this works?
Yeah, except I'm not going to lie. What restaurant was that? I don't remember what restaurant it was, but I got a soda and it was $4.50.
You better have gotten so many refills.
That is insane to me.
Yeah.
That was like almost as much as my meal. Like the soda was, shocked. My meal, I think, was like $9 and my soda was $4.50.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Crazy.
I feel like it shouldn't be more than like, depending on, but I also like if you do a lot of free refills, there's people that will abuse those refills.
Oh, yeah, they will. But that soda doesn't cost that much at all.
No, it costs cents.
Yeah.
But I get it. You're paying mostly for the paper cup and all the fun other stuff.
No, it wasn't even a paper. It was a restaurant. So I didn't even get to keep the cup.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a to-go thing.
No, this is at a restaurant.
No, that's ridiculous.
$4.50? I know. Yeah, I was like, I could have got a latte for that much.
If you want to go on vacation, this is a fun trick. If you want to go on vacation and you don't know where to leave your car, get it to a mechanic. Many people do this. It's ridiculously cheap and you can be away for a month. And it's more expensive to use parking lots.
Wait, you can just give it to a mechanic?
Just leave it there. I don't know if you'd have to be like, there's something wrong with it. Check it. Yeah. Or if you could just rent out the space. I don't know
just
how that
works.
Just
drop it off. Hey, so this might be done in a few days, but I won't be back for a few months. Okay, thanks.
Pharmacist. I've worked at several factories and the manufacturer medications, and the rules were the same everywhere. If you drop pills on the floor, just put them back in the bottle. So many of the medications are not as clean as you think.
Oh, I feel like that's real illegal.
Yeah.
It's like dropping like a food item and then serving it.
But how can you combat that?
You can't.
Doctors are, we spend so much time being good at what we do that we know almost nothing about other things.
Oh man, I have experienced some doctors and that is very accurate.
Like in what sense? Because you
not knowing how to have a normal conversation, not knowing how to hold a conversation, not having any emotions whatsoever or compassion or empathy for what the patient is going through. Like I've experienced some doctors who are they're like robots. This is what's wrong with you. This is the medicine. This is what you need. Goodbye. And I'm like sobbing and there's no,
I mean, you weren't dying or anything, just so people aren't freaking out.
Girl, I'm hella dramatic. I always think I'm dying.
But not everyone knows your medical history. So no. I figured you want to like get into it a little bit.
I mean, I've had multiple surgeries and so like knee surgery, not like crazy, like heart surgery or anything, but, yeah, there are, there are just
fries are done.
Some people who do not, they don't know how to interact with, I feel like, a normal person. I don't know. It's
very socially awkward.
It's socially awkward. And then I think maybe there's a difference between, I mean, I am very emotional and I'm very upfront with my emotions. And I feel like some people in general just don't know even how to deal with that, doctor or not. And then there also might be the thing where men and women are very different. And some men can't handle maybe the emotions. There's so much that for me, I have like thought about so much. And I'm like, what the hell was that? It's shocking to me. So, yes, I totally agree with that. Sometimes, and this is just some people. I have one amazing doctor who is a bad bitch and will cry with me if I need her to. Yeah. But some are just, I don't know. They're just so into the medicine and so into the practice and so into the science of it, which is amazing and definitely needed. But they've lost their human side and they can't put that on the shelf and be with an actual patient that's a human that's going through something.
And that's why I feel like, unfortunately, when it comes to doctors and like therapists and all that stuff, I think you kind of have to shop around.
Yeah, for sure.
Unfortunately, it's a pain in the ass, especially with the whole insurance thing.
The insurance and then having to retell your problems or your story or issues or your life or whatever.
Like I recently got a girly doctor and then I have like my regular doctor. I got
the gynecologist.
And then I got my regular doctor last year and I switched off and I did research. Like I know there's certain clinics that will give you the bios and some clinics will even have like video bios of the doctors.
That introduce themselves.
And so that's how I picked out my gynecologist and my doctor because I watched their videos. I'm like, you seem cool. You seem like somebody I could.
My passion is vagina.
She was actually really funny.
I'm like, I don't know what a gynecologist would say. Like, how'd you get in this industry? Well, let me tell you.
I think she posted something on her bio saying that she's very much into trying to help people like figure out what's wrong and getting them on the right path, or whether if they're trying to get pregnant, like the fertility side of it. She wants to help families and people. You know.
See, she sounds like she's very sensitive to that kind of whole. Right. Thing that could be a very emotional topic.
Although I did recently go to her and so I was having issues last week. Like I was not feeling good. I couldn't figure out why. And I actually had to go to the gynecologist on Friday. And I was like, I'm only asking, I know this isn't your area of expertise, but everyone's giving me crap. My best friends and stuff. I've been really nauseous and very dizzy and vertigo all week. I don't know what's wrong. I've never had this before. She's like, it could be an inner ear thing, but that's not my area. I can look. I'm like, yeah, you're not really used to looking up there, huh? And she just started cackling. I'm like, I picked the right one. I got the right one.
That's funny.
So I know, it was just fluid in my ears. I'm fine.
I get dizzy from my vagina?
Pregnant. Mm. You could. Everything's connected.
Oh, God. But that's how I know I found the right one. And
yeah.
Does it feel weird when your doctor or therapist swears? Like for the first time, maybe, because my therapist, her and I, like, she doesn't swear often. Like, she's not saying like F this, F that or anything, but she'll say a bad word. And I'm like, yeah, you're my therapist.
It probably is weird, but like, it's probably weird the first few times. But then like, I think, dude, but you're like an adult and I'm an adult now. It's like we're old now to where like swearing should just be like normal, you know?
Like it is. It just feels like, I feel like whenever I go to the doctor's office that I need to be, like, on good behavior. Like, I shouldn't swear.
I'm never on good behavior. I'm so 100 myself. And I'm like, if you're saying some big words I don't know, I'm like, you got to dumb this down. I don't know. I did not go to doctor school. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm very, like, yo, simple, plain. It's so weird, though, because my friend is, like, a registered nurse or whatever. And I hung out with her the other day, and she was explaining how she did her first pelvic exam. And I'm, like, thinking, this is so trippy that I could, like, see you for, like, real life big problems.
Right.
And, like, I couldn't imagine you with, like, a lab coat on or whatever they wear. You know, their scrubs. And then, like, I'm like, a pelvic exam? What does that even mean? Did you, like... And she was like, yeah. And I was like,
pelvic exam.
And I'm just like, we're talking about this while, like, we're just swearing and just, like, sipping on whatever. Like, it blows my mind.
It's like your friends that are teachers now. Like, I remember, like, my first grade teacher, Miss Seeley. She was such a sweet,
you look up lady. To them. You think they're, like, got their S together.
Did you ever watch the movie Matilda?
Oh, hell yeah. I loved that movie.
So Miss Seeley, I don't know how I remember her name, but she was so sweet. She kind of reminded me of Miss Honey, just less timid.
Yeah. Just like, loved Miss Honey.
Just less timid, just very smiley lady. She's so sweet. But you know, she was probably getting down college.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and all this stuff. I'm like, not Miss Seeley.
Well, I told my nurse friend that, and we have a mutual friend that is a first grade teacher, I think. Mm-hmm. But, like, she goes to raves and does shrooms and all this crazy stuff on the weekends. And she was like, dude, it was so weird. We all went floating, like, her and a bunch of her teacher friends, and they were just getting after it. And, like, to me, I'm like, I couldn't imagine my first and second grade teacher ever doing that, but they probably were.
That's so weird.
I know. It hurts my brain. It hurts my brain to think about. Or, like, even when you go somewhere and you, like, for the first time and you, like, whether it be a doctor, a massage therapist or whatever, mm-hmm. and then you're, like, I think now, I'm like, am I older than them? Like, I'm at that age. I'm like, huh. Would we be friends in real life? Like, this is real life, but, like, outside of your, like, work establishment, it's just, like,
right.
We're at that age. And then soon we'll be at the age to be like, oh, I'm definitely older than you.
I know. My therapist, I've never asked her age because I thought that would be rude.
Dude, but she didn't have to answer.
Right. Well, she doesn't have to if she doesn't want to.
She should, though. Okay, if you're being so open with her, she should be open with you. I got hella pissed at my therapist.
Well, I'm paying her to talk about my problems, so I don't know.
I know, but there should be, like,
that's why I definitely say shop around with your therapist, because that's what I wanted. I wanted a little back and forth. And she never tells me what to do, but because she also has a ADD.
Yeah, and probably stuff, similar age group.
Yep. So she's like, I have a relate to this. And so she'll share it.
Yes.
And I'm like, perfect. That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
But I know age is weird with some people. So that's why I don't.
I'm going to play a fun game. When were you born?
Or I could I guess I could face
ask 20 questions.
But she's what if we're only like 2-3 years apart, which I think we might be.
That's so weird.
Yes.
I mean, it's awesome that you love her, but it's just like crazy that,
because I feel like I'm still 21.
Yeah.
Not like my body doesn't feel it. I feel, you know, like I'm gonna freaking wipe out any day now, but I feel like I'm still a kid, right? Like, I'm...
Yeah, I would look at her and be like, damn, I'm old enough to be a therapist? What the hell?
Technically, we're old enough to be doctors.
Yeah,
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird. We should never be doctors.
Dude, never. No. Could you imagine me talking to patients? I'd be like, so, got some bad news. You're probably going to die soon. But it's okay. Because
I got a lot of drugs for you.
Yeah,
you go.
This will help ease the pain or kill you faster. I don't know.
But going back into the topic of like secrets from jobs and stuff, like I feel like there's a lot of them that people know. Like, for example, like, I'm thinking of if I have any secrets I can give you on the job with any of my jobs that I've had for restaurants and stuff. If they have a special, it's usually because unless it's a fancier or nicer one, it's usually just to get rid of the old stuff.
Yeah, unless it's like we used to have at the pizza joint, a special with figs on it. And figs were just very, like, their season's very
seasonal.
Short. So it was very like, oh, we got to get it in now if you want it now, because it's not going to be here next week.
Yeah, I think if it's a seasonal special or seasonal vegetables, it's very much like whatever's in. Like for the fall, you're going to get more of your root vegetables and stuff like that. But if they're just like special, I'm like, it was literally we had extra gravy.
Just a bunch of crap. Yeah. One, what I know is when I tried to sneak into a taco truck because I was faded one time.
And by sneak in, she was climbing through the window.
I was trying to get warm. But the guy who worked there eventually, because I love taco salads. Mm-hmm. I just love them. He just never get the shell.
They're never fresh.
They're never fresh. Like, I don't even know how old they are, but
I don't really see, you don't see too many people eating taco salads.
Oh, when you go to those places. I will go down on taco salads.
But I remember growing up at like watching my dad work at a restaurant, like spending my summers there and stuff. I'm like, I'd see them make those, but I don't really remember people ordering them too often.
Yeah, I sometimes still will, because sometimes you just want that crunch with your salad. But then I'm always like, I wonder how old this is.
And now I'm picturing all the taco salads I had in like middle school and high school and stuff.
Like, oh yeah, like there used to be a lunch.
Yeah,
dude, they probably just kept them week after week after week and reused the shells.
They probably use them as coffee filters too.
Yeah. Those are things that, like, I'll never look at the same, though. Mm-hmm. Like, when I'm told that, I'm like, oh, thanks for the info, but, oh, do I really want to know that?
No, and that's, like, the hard part. Sometimes it's just, you know, better not to think about it, especially when you work at a restaurant, because I was very specific on cleaning, like, the hoses and stuff for the soda guns.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, if it had one of those fountain machines, like, I was super anal about cleaning everything, because those things get so gross.
Yes.
And it's, like, mold can grow on the inside.
Same with our, like, we'd have, like, things like sides of like olive oil and balsamic that were just like in like canisters or whatever the hell. But like, how often did those get cleaned? I try to clean them, but sometimes they'd look really grimy
because some people just fill over the top.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. They don't like dump it, wash the thing, and then Yeah.
No. So yeah, be careful.
Yeah, just check it. Make sure there's nothing inside there.
One, it's not really a secret, but it's one of those like people should know. And I'm thinking of all the different jobs I've had, which it hasn't been too many, because I've been nanny, waitress, I worked at a tattoo shop, and then radio station.
Hey. Okay. That's four. That's good.
So the tattoo shop, though, when people, like, let's say you have a, today you go in, you're like, hey, I would like, in 3 months, let's schedule an appointment. I want to get my arm tattooed.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So people call it, like, message or call in, like, a month or two later. Like, we just want to see how the art's going. And it's like, no, we're not working on your art. Your tattoo's not for another month and a half. I'm not sitting here designing your artwork right now. A lot of times they'll do it the week of or the day before.
People thought they, like, really...
They spent, like, I think it's because of the shows, like, Miami Ink and LA Ink, like, because you see them, like, oh, we have a consultation, and they show them doing it right then and there.
Oh.
They think that they do it right away.
But you ain't that important.
No, it's, like, because they got other art they need to do for the day or whatever it is. Like,
yeah.
If it's a bigger piece that has a lot more detail, they might work on it for a longer period of time, like, a week or two, like, over the course of the time, but they still have all these other tattoos they got to do.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
But people are like, oh, I want to see the artwork. It's like, well, I haven't started yet.
Do they say that? Or do they
Sometimes. Ooh. Yeah. Like, hey, we just want to see how it's coming along. And like, this isn't an episode of LA Ink. Calm down. Like, that's so not
awkward,
how it works.
Though. To be like, oh, I haven't started it.
It's like, no, it's like, I will start it once I get there. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
You're not. I have other art in front of you. Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry.
But if you guys have any job secrets, either hacks or just things that we should know,
let us know.
Like, I'm very fascinated. Like, don't order this or order this instead. Or, you know,
there's a secret tunnel to somewhere. Yeah.
Oh, God. The underground system.
Dun, dun, dun.
Speaking of all this food, let's go get food. I'm hungry.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.